Secretary's office. And I guess from legislative affairs to approve an action that would allow the solicitation and expenditure of session expenses for FY93 for the purchase of the computer equipment and software. There was a concern that I had with this in regards that we have not forwarded any budgets to the governor, so we have the operating budget, because we have no idea what is going to happen as a result of that. And rather than to commit this sum of money at this point, we have included a motion in here for consideration that this would be subject to the action of the governor, as well as also giving the chair the discretion to cancel the above procurement if those appropriations are going to severely or significantly impact the operation of the legislature. With that, if there are any questions, we can have Tom Stoops here that is available to answer any of these questions. Senator Taylor?
Yeah, I would move the three motions as one consolidated motion.
Okay, is there any objection to that? For the record, would you read the motion, please?
Yeah. I move that the Senate Rules Committee approve the solicitation and expenditure of an amount not to exceed $28,000 from the session expenses fiscal year 93 equipment funds for the purchase of computer equipment and software for the Chief Clerk and Senate Secretary's office for one or more members. I move that the members of the Senate Rules Committee delegate to the chair their signatory responsibilities under Procurement Procedures Section 150 per MSDLB for the purposes of this procurement. I move that the solicitation and procurement of the above purchase be delayed until the governor signs the fiscal year 93 reappropriation and operating budget bills. I further move that the chair be given the discretion to cancel the above procurement if the governor reduces the appropriations made to the legislature.
Okay. Is there objection to the motion? Okay. Hearing none, then the motions as consolidated into one are accepted. Okay, we have for consideration House Bill 601. Senator Halpert.
I was just going to, if you're ready for a motion, I would move that we approve Committee Substitute House Bill 601 for calendar.
There is objection. Mr. Chairman, just for a question. Motion. In fact, that's why I objected. The motion is stated differently than I think we've been stating these motions. I'm not sure we've ever moved this specific any substitute, but just moved the bill and put the bill into the floor. We don't have the original bill, but the committee substitute is available for action, and the motion was quick substitute.
Mr. Chairman, the motion is House Bill 601. The committee substitute is available now in the normal process. As it is on every other motion. I did not intend to make it a different motion than normal.
Okay. Is there discussion on the motion? Okay. Is there objection to the motion? Okay. The final objection, of course, does not affect the committee reporting on or the individual committee reports. So we can say, I have an objection, but I don't very much.
So whatever the questions for the first time round, I think I probably won't even waste my time trying to answer them. Apparently, at 4 o'clock, if my information is correct, the House will have been called back in the second special session.
So, Mr. Chairman, I guess there was no waiting period required because we were still in session, right? I mean, that's why he can do that immediately and call the House back into session. What happens? Well, their options. I mean, they got to come back. They have to get adjourned again. What happens here? What can you kind of play this out for a little bit? Do you know?
Assume we can proceed in orderly fashion, that we can set us down a session. If necessary, we'll stay here in 3 days and come back automatically. Is that correct?
Yes. Assuming that the House were to adjourn or were to not be reconvened by the governor or some other action, the Constitution says two things about the Senate's power with respect to a special session. Now that a special session can last for up to 30 days, and there is no provision that I find that convinces me that anybody can force the Senate to adjourn, that that is something that the Senate does until you hit the deadline for the special session, in which case the Constitution will force you to adjourn. The other thing, so obviously you are still in a legitimate second special session. The other thing the Constitution says is that the second body may not adjourn or recess for longer than 3 days unless the other body agrees. So it seems to me, regardless of whether of any action taken by the governor, be calling the House in, the Senate has the ability to continue into session and pursue its business, and eventually, upon the end of the 3-day period, the House will be forced back into session.
So what you're saying, then, we may continue to do our business. We can have a calendar. We can pass bills over the other body, even though they're not present, but they will be there waiting for them when they come back.
I don't know what the other body will be doing in the real world, but certainly you have the right to continue your business
and
pass
your messages. Keep continuing going into session Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday until they come back, if we chose to do this.
Right.
And we can transact business during that particular period also.
Yes, the Senate.
We really don't need them, right?
No. Okay. It's not like the House can continue to function.
We haven't had them all here, but that's...
Senator Feiner, just one other question. Maybe the answer to this is obvious, but of course, when a body adjourns, sine die, normally that kills all legislation. One of the bills that's before us is a House bill. The other bodies in our body, I'm assuming their adjourning sine die had no impact on the status of that House bill then?
It seems to me that one would conclude that it had no impact on the status of that House bill, assuming that they somehow or other come back into session under a second special session. That the motion to adjourn sine die then was not effective at ending that session. If the House comes back into a third special session, then under uniform rules, bills do not carry over.
Let me ask and then follow up on this. Assuming we're scheduled to go on the floor at 2 o'clock, I guess. Assuming we go on the floor at 2 o'clock and we pass the House bill as they originally passed it, there's no need for them to come back at all then, right? If we pass it with no changes from what they passed out of the House, no amendments.
If you pass
pursue that appointment further, we could pass a committee substitute for House 601 and wait here for 3 days. They would have to address that when they came back in, correct?
No, they could come back in and adjourn, but they would have to come back in.
And accept it while the bill would be there?
The bill would be there.
And they'd adjourn out from under the bill that was on their desk?
That's right. That's what would happen if they chose not to continue to work on the question.
Okay, so my understanding is that under the current proclamation issued by the governor, there are some, this is one that I have recently seen calling them back into the third special session, that there would be some legal problems in terms of dealing with the current legislation. But under the, if there is a new proclamation issued there, calling them back in or extending them into the second session, if the Senate is currently under, then the bills and other actions that we have taken at this point are still before us.
Yes, the bills will still be before you either in the form of the rules that the legislature has adopted jointly. What happens essentially, I think, it is not entirely clear to me whether or not the governor has the authority to reconvene the legislature into a session that it has adjourned from. That is the underlying legal issue, and that is undoubtedly why the governor's proclamation took the form that it did the first time around. We have an interesting precedent in the Cooper proclamation, if you recall, Senator. At that time, the legislature was facing the end of the session as a constitutional matter. And Governor Cooper issued a proclamation and did not identify in his proclamation exactly what it was he was calling the legislature back into. He simply announced that he was convening both bodies at a time to begin after midnight. That was treated by the legislature as an extension of the regular session which they were in. But the proclamation, nowhere in it, stated that he was keeping them in regular session, nor did it purport to call them into a special session. He simply left that issue unresolved. At that time, the legislature proceeded as though they were in regular session and continued to pass bills that were live. Essentially, this time around, if I understand it correctly, the governor will be in his proclamation identifying the fact that he is calling the House into a second special session. So the question of his authority to do so is still lurking out there. Nobody, I believe, in the state could tell you whether or not the governor has the authority to reconvene the legislature into a session they have adjourned from. Clearly, he has the authority to convene them. Clearly, he has the authority to convene both bodies into a joint session if you are in a session. Clearly, he has the authority to convene the body into a special session, but the Constitution is simply hazy about whether he can reconvene. And there are some pretty good arguments for the possibility that he may not be able to do so, one of which is that for purposes of a regular session, we have a constitutional provision dealing with how that is extended, but it does not include an action by the governor. And if he can simply convene them into a regular session, then the provision on extending a regular session loses a great deal of its validity, for example.
Okay. If the question then is thought between us whether we are going to be in a second session or a third session.
No, the Senate is in a second session.
Right. But if the House is called back, then are they indeed still in the second session or are they in the third session? And I guess, I don't know whether they are or not, but maybe to erase that cloud, if the Senate were to adjourn, and I'm not saying that we are, could there be an immediate call placed, or are we still under the 15-day?
No. If the Senate were to adjourn, the governor could call both bodies into a special session, a third special session, to convene, my guess is, constitutionally, at a time selected by the governor, so long as the court found that it included adequate notice to the members and a physical possibility for those members to arrive at the location of the session. Okay. Statutorily, he is obligated to give a 15-day notice, but I believe the court would uphold the call that did not provide for a 15-day notice, so long as those other two practical aspects were met. So that if he were to call the legislature while all the members are physically present in Juneau, then obviously he would need to give very little notice. The other option, of course, is for the House to come back in under the governor's current proclamation, as I understand it, and it may be that it would be decided by a court that the governor can, in fact, reconvene the legislature in essentially convene the House into the second session under your specific authority to do so, which is contained in the Constitution.
Okay. Are there further questions? Senator Duncan? Kind of off this topic, but on one that I've had several questions about in recent days, just not knowing how long we're going to be into this process or how many special sessions we may have to have. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think that the governor has received the operating budget and the capital budget at this moment. I don't know if that's been transmitted because of a number of problems. What happens July 1st if the governor hasn't signed into law the operating budget for the state?
Senator Duncan, this is a problem that created a great deal of consternation some years back with respect to the appropriation acts of the legislature, back when the House was discovering that they couldn't muster a two-thirds vote for effective dates. And without a two-thirds vote, as you're well aware, we've got a good lag, at least this 90 days, plus whatever time the governor takes to sign a bill into law, before a bill may become effective. So the state has had some practical real-world experience with the problems posed by having appropriation bills that don't take effect at the beginning of the fiscal year. Essentially, I suspect that they're in no worse shape with respect to the operating budget this year than what has occurred in the past, which is not to say that it might not be dreadfully inconvenient. And as to specific appropriations, there may be a problem. I mean, there may be a few appropriations. You'd have to check with OMB if there are some that they're very concerned about. Most of the others, the way the administration seems to handle the matter, as I understand it, Senator, is that the agencies identify a source of revenue and operate on that source of revenue, even though the revenue is not technically available until the effective date of the bill. We have essentially a cash flow problem, which apparently they handle as a matter of accounting, by and large. So far as I know, it's been fairly adequately handled and the situation has arisen in the past.
So I guess what you're saying then is government proceeds. There may be some, say, municipal grants or other types of programs where transmittals couldn't be made on time, perhaps. And of course, capital projects would be delayed, but other than that, we don't see any major.
I'm not aware of any problem associated with the delay of the operating budget, but OMB may know of one or two specific instances that are causing their grief. And it is possible we've got appropriation of lapsing funds, for example, where the act of appropriation not being retroactive cannot prevent a lapse, especially if there's federal funding involved. I'd be concerned about perhaps some federal requirements out there. And I don't know if there are any. But other than those kind of unique situations which may involve the possibility of funds lapsing that we are intending to appropriate, my guess is that it's not going to have a great impact on the operations of the state.
And we've been through that several times before. We've had major appropriations bills, capital and operating, that haven't been signed by the first of July. Is that not correct?
This has almost become a matter of course in the state.
Okay, I would ask Senator Hopper, President Plias, and there, since we are having a caucus at 1 o'clock, if you would like this time to request time to be there to answer any questions.
We were going to call her. Go through this again for the rest of the time.
So I guess 1 o'clock, and then
hopefully we'll have somebody from the administration between now and then tell us what they're doing.
Well, Mr. Speaker. Yeah, I want you to understand that it's nothing that the Senate did. And it's nothing that the Senate leadership ever included themselves at all. It's just that the Senate was handed a piece of legislation, the CS, as opposed to that worked out with the administration and House leadership. That is not so. But the momentum that moved so long, that we feel our negotiation posture may have been compromised, and I want you to understand that, Mr. President, that you, your body, and your committees, and we are in discussion with the governor in relation to some other matters, such as the electrical certification and other things that could be part of that.
Speaker, there's been numerous communications with myself relative to whether we're going to run out or not, and I've assured him each occasion that we're not going to leave them holding the bag, and I would suggest we haven't done it the last couple of years. We don't intend to do it this year. However, I think that expect that we'd conclude this in an orderly fashion so we could salvage something out of this legislature without going home with egg on our face. I hope that reasonable people.